Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I want to talk about sharks in public aquariums, the pros and cons. The reason for this episode is that I'm asked to be the patron of the largest shark aquarium that is being planned to be built in Europe, more specifically in Sinsheim, close to Stuttgart in Germany. I was probably the first shark conservationist in German-speaking countries more than 25 years ago, launched the first anti-finning campaign over there, started to write related articles, did documentaries, and went on stage with one single statement: we need to protect the sharks in order to protect us. So education was my main thing back when, and it is still now. Back then, people looked at me in a very weird way, and I knew what they were thinking. Why should we protect an animal that is dangerous? Of course, there was another goal I had: to show everybody that sharks are not dangerous. Well, that history will be part of a later show. Anyway, although a few approaches were fruitful in the past, and I could gradually change people's attitude, it was never enough. So I started to focus on the education of children and began to visit elementary schools, did kid shows on TV and so on, with the sole purpose that if my generation cannot change what we started to destroy, a smarter generation might be able to reverse some of it. But it was never enough. And then I was offered the patronage of this shark aquarium, and my first thought was children education. Although I saw the potential right away, I also saw the problems or opposition that came with it. So I had to ponder the pros and cons of such a project. Of course, in a perfect world, we would not need aquariums or zoos, since everybody would have the time and means to see all these animals in the wild. But our world is by far from perfect, and most people never get the chance to see any of those animals in the wild, up close and personal. So what's the next best solution? Well, aquariums and zoos. So this leads me to the question: does this inability of the general public justify to get animals from the wild and keep them in an aquarium? I understand this topic cannot be discussed in 10 or 15 minutes, but all I want here is to give you some pointers what it's all about, what has to be included, where the bottlenecks are, and so on and on. Let's talk about the potential animal sacrifice, like a few caged in to help the ones out there. As an avid animal rights advocate activist, I have to say that such a sacrifice should not be allowed if no better solution can be found. So I was pondering the idea that I need a different way. So there's a better solution. What if the shown animals have not been caught in the wild but stem from breeding programs, or animals that got too large in other aquariums and would find a new home in another but much larger, much bigger aquarium like ours? And this is exactly the situation I will pursue in Sinsheim. We do not catch sharks, but make other aquariums aware that we have the space for some of their larger animals, and of course, we take all the youngsters from the breeding programs. As a patron, I can make sure that these sharks come from breeding programs, or indeed animals that got too large in other aquariums. So this is very positive for every shark that comes to us. It will have more space than it ever had, so we can increase each shark's quality of life. To give you an idea about the size of the basin in our aquarium, the largest one is over 10 million liters of water, meaning that it's more than 10 meters high and 40 meters long and over 20 meters deep. That is huge. So now let's talk species for a minute. There are aquariums out there like the one in Atlanta that are so large that they even have whale sharks. Well, despite the size of that aquarium, I do not believe that whale sharks are suitable for being an aquarium shark. They're simply too large. But not just the size is not suitable, there's also their food spectrum, since they're primarily plankton feeders. Granted, they also feed our schools on small-sized fish, but it is the plankton that makes the majority of the diet. And one always should feed these species what they prefer and not just settle for a general diet. Of course, each shark species has a different diet, but not just the species as such, but even the age groups within a species. So for example, a juvenile lemon shark feeds on different items than an adolescent or than a mature one does. It goes without saying that one would have to make some kind of compromise, but it should still remain as diverse as possible. The good thing is that most aquariums have similar shark species on display, thus it is known what foods works and what does not. So what species are actually suitable? Plenty of species can be found around the world in all these aquariums. Most of them are rather small and bottom-oriented, but then we see some larger ones like lemon sharks, bulls, nurse sharks, or sand tigers. Each of these species has to be valued individually. Sand tigers, for example, hover most of the time or then swim very slowly. Lemons swim fast but can rest on the bottom. Nurse sharks mostly rest on the bottom and only swim sporadically, while bull sharks constantly swim, and so on. So it is the constantly swimming sharks that need special attention. Of course, there are actual formulas that give you a minimum volume of space that a specimen of a certain size needs. But those numbers are, of course, a rule of thumb. But if you stay way above such a number, chances are you offer the specimen of the respective species enough space. Of course, it is still sort of arrogant to say that such and such water volume is enough for such and such specimen of such and such species, since no matter how large an aquarium is, it is always smaller than the natural habitat of the respective animal. Then there is a species composition. Some species cannot be put into the same basin, and this needs to be decided before they're put in there. But that is, in most cases, already known and does not have to be tested. Okay, so now let's talk about educational value, my thing. People who have met me know that I believe in education, and truth to be told, that is the very core of the Shark School, which is now in its 25th year of operation. So by agreeing to the patronage, I will be able to develop the most comprehensive educational program ever created for any aquarium. My approach does not just make children sensitive to sharks, dolphins, and the plight of the ocean, but also teens, adults, entire families, schools, and such. But that does not stop there. We will also have an outreach program and go to schools to educate, bring people into the field, and do everything possible to raise awareness for these animals. In a time where internet and TV floods us with a gazillion topics in any possible format, going actually somewhere to observe and to be educated is more important than ever. At the moment, it is calculated that about 150,000 children will visit the aquarium in Sinsheim on an annual basis. That is huge. So my goal is to make sharks not just lovable, but downright popular. The more children learn that sharks are not these monsters that is still portrayed more often than not, our approach shall be a beacon of hope for these incredible creatures. Okay. Research. Yeah, research has been done in aquariums, and we plan to do that as well. At this point, I'm not yet sure what type of research we will conduct, so as soon as I have an idea, well, I will sure do an episode on it. So what have I covered, and what will I give my name for? Well, no shark catches in the wild, superior space for every specimen, best educational programs available for small kids, teens, and adults. So my yes will guarantee that the right species will be on display, that every single specimen gets the care it deserves, and that the most advanced and best educational programs are used. I started the movement of shark conservation more than 25 years ago in German-speaking countries, and often ask myself how to improve my approaches. Being the patron of this new aquarium, I believe that I can finally dedicate my time to a conservation tool that might be able to help to turn the rudder once more before it is too late. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.